The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has confirmed today that 46 Vietnamese asylum seekers who were intercepted off the West Australian coast last month have been sent back to Vietnam. The asylum seeker boat was spotted by the crew of an oil tanker about 150 kilometres from Australia's coastline. The federal government wouldn't comment about the boat at the time, but this morning the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton held a media conference to confirm the incident. Will Lockenden has been watching that conference and he joins us now. So Will, what exactly has the minister confirmed?
Well, the press conference was really a list of statistics in part. He's confirmed that since December 2013 there's been 20 turnback operations. And the minister also said that there's been in total 633 people who would have arrived by boat in Australia but haven't because of Operation Sovereign Borders. Specifically on the Vietnamese incident last month when it happened, the federal government wouldn't comment or confirm. To sort of show the change that we've seen on this, about 2 weeks ago, a BuzzFeed reporter asked the minister several times, or tried to ask several times, about the Vietnamese boat, but was then told that it was an operational matter. But this morning, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton was more than happy to confirm that 46 people have been returned to Vietnam.
There were 46 people on a recent venture that did come from Vietnam, and we have negotiated their return to Vietnam. We have a very clear policy in place, and that is that people who seek to come to our country by boat illegally will not settle in our country. And so we have worked on a bilateral basis with the Vietnamese government. Those 46 people have been returned. The boat that they came on has been scuttled, and we have been able to steer down that venture. And it's a significant outcome, and I want to praise the work of the Australian Border Force officers as well as those from Defence, because this was a very significant outcome.
So do you have an agreement in place now with the Vietnamese government that future boats can be sent back as well?
We have a very good working relationship with the Vietnamese government, but we have these discussions, these negotiations on a case-by-case basis, but we are working very well with the Vietnamese government, and I want to thank them for the effort and for their support in relation to returning these 46 Vietnamese to whom Australia owed no protection. Those people have arrived back safely, and it's a good outcome for Operation Sovereign Borders, and it's a good outcome for the sovereignty of our nation.
That's the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton at his media conference this morning. So, Will, he refused to answer questions about this on the grounds that it was an operational matter some time ago. Did he say why he's held this press conference to discuss it now?
Well, as a general observation, it's been a rather busy morning for government ministers and opposition spokespeople. But specifically on the press conference, Peter Dutton was keen to point out that it's been a year since a significant people smuggling operation. And he says that shows that the federal government's boat turnback policy was working.
But had those 20 boats got through, thousands of people would have followed them. And that was the lesson of the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years. If people smugglers see ventures getting to Australia successfully, even one venture, even two or three ventures, that is a green light for the people smugglers to be back in business.
That's the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton again. So, Will, did he give any guarantee about the safety of these 46 Vietnamese asylum seekers who are now back in Vietnam?
Well, he says they've arrived safely back in Vietnam, but a Vietnamese community group in Australia says it holds fears about the conditions and treatment of the group. Voice Australia's been raising concerns for several weeks now and provided a lot of the information about this case when the government wouldn't. Trung Duan is from Voice Australia, and he says that Vietnam is among the most repressive regimes in Southeast Asia, and while the minister seems proud that Australia has a return agreement with Hanoi, Trung Duan isn't so proud.
I'm not surprised that the immigration minister has acknowledged the return of these people. He's simply confirming what we have known all along, because we have spoken with locals who have seen the returnees sent back and sent into interrogation and then taken to further detention. Three of them. So the minister is only confirming the return, which everyone has known. What is disappointing is that he hasn't acknowledged the fact that three among those people have been detained now, put into the equivalent of the Australian Federal Police, you know, in Vietnam, the equivalent of that, into detention for an indefinite period for interrogation.
And that's Trung Duan from Voice Australia, our reporter Will Ockenden.